Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen, good morning. Let's talk first about what you think may happen to the Illinois assault weapons ban. What do you think?
Well, this is the laws about guns are really up for in June. The Supreme Court of the United States struck down a law in New York that required certain things to be shown to get a concealed carry license, and the Supreme Court said it was way too restrictive. So now we don't really know what the law is about what governments can do to protect, to qualify you to carry a concealed weapon. So clearly you can have a require a license, but, you know, can you require people not to go in certain places? So there are about 50 lawsuits right now that are really put those laws up in the air. Certainly it's going to be challenged. I'm surprised there hasn't been a lawsuit already challenging it. But I think it's specific enough when it deals with what the types of weapons are restricted. But again, it's going to wind its way up to the Supreme Court. There's no question.
I read something about how this may take years. Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of those things where the Supreme Court has said clearly, and we all have a Second Amendment right to carry a gun, to have a gun, have as many guns as we want, essentially. But the question is, when can you chip away at that? Like, can you say you can't have a gun in church? Can you say you can't use this type of gun? Can we make age limits? Can we have lockup laws? I mean, all of those things have not been ruled on definitively. And so, again, we're going to have years and years of litigation that kind of carve out what is legal and what is not.
There have been quite a few stories in the news lately involving youngsters getting guns. What are the laws involving locking up guns?
About 14 states, last I checked, have laws that require parents in some way to keep guns safe, lock them up if you have children in the house. But there's also a statistic that says that about 5 million children live in homes where there are unlocked guns on a regular basis. So in Illinois, we don't have a law that says that a parent has to lock up the gun if there are children in the house, but there are laws that say that if a child gets a gun that was unlocked, then there is criminal liability for the parents. So, you know, it's kind of, again, the laws are all over the place. I mean, I would tell parents, lock your gun up. There are all kinds of new apps and all kinds of things you can buy that will allow you to access your gun very quickly. But it is a huge peril from a civil liability standpoint and from a criminal liability standpoint. And how about from a safety standpoint? You know, I mean, if you've got a six-year-old taking a gun to school to shoot the teacher, as we saw a couple weeks ago in Virginia, you know, you can't keep your guns unlocked. And it's a huge problem.
Let's talk about the classified documents and President Biden now. Can you charge someone criminally if it's what would be termed an honest mistake, an oversight, something that they did not intend to do? When is it criminal?
Yeah, there has to be intent here. And I think what we see is that when you have something that's inadvertent, the government generally doesn't, there are exceptions to what I'm saying, but the government generally doesn't want to punish you and charge you for it. It's when you start lying or obstructing justice. So, you know, a little bit different with the Trump situation, because they asked him to return certain documents. He signed an affidavit. He had people look at his in his house, and they didn't find any. And so finally, you know, they sent in the FBI and they found some. So that kind of thing is different than, oops, I found a few that I inadvertently took. None of this is good. You know, none of this speaks well of our officials here, where they can't keep classified documents where they should be. But I think that when Biden said immediately, when he knew that he had those documents, wait a minute, I'm making a call. Come over here and look at it. I'm not doing anything until you come over here and take care of it. I think that is going to go a long way for not getting him charged. Unless, of course, it's a political charge, and we all know how that goes.
Yeah. If someone did intend to do something they shouldn't do with these papers, and then, you know, when caught, just say, I'm sorry, I just forgot, I misplaced it. I mean, how would you prove criminal intent? Wouldn't that be very difficult to do anyway?
It is hard to prove, but, you know, on the other hand, you had a box of documents. Did you not look at it? You were taking it out of a secure place. You know, I mean, you could try to show that, but again, you know, it's just too difficult. It's a difficult thing for the government to prove, and they don't like to bring cases that they can't win beyond a reasonable doubt. And I think jurors have a lot of sympathy for people who say, "I'm sorry, I'm very busy. I had millions of documents flying all over the place, and I was inadvertent. And you know what I did? As soon as I saw that I had them, I called the government and I took care of it."
Mm-hmm. Before we let you go this morning, Karen, I know you have some legal resolutions at the beginning of the year. Tell us about getting your legal affairs together and what you recommend.
Well, every year, Bob, I put together a list of the things that you should do to kind of get your, as you said, your affairs together. And this has to do with, you know, getting all your insurance policies, your homeowners, your, your car insurance, your life insurance, putting it all in one place, taking all your passwords and putting them in a place so if something were to happen to you, your loved ones can find where your bank accounts are and what your passwords are and access all of your information. Also, looking at your employment agreements, looking at your divorce decree, putting together your passport and military discharge papers in case you need it. And I have a whole list of those things. And I tell you, when people take this list and they do what I say you should do, they feel better because they now have a place where all of their important stuff is. They know where to go. And I always tell people, you know, get your grandchild to scan it if you don't know how to scan it and put it in a computer file. So not only do you have a hard copy, but you have a computer file so that everything is in one place. And I always say you can email me, and I will be happy to send you that list.
And I think we need to hear an email address or
sure,
some way
absolutely.
we can see that list online, Karen.
Yes, I have posted it on my Facebook, and maybe we can post it on the on my page on the WGN website. I can do that. But if you want to just email me, it's wgn@askkarenconti.com. That's ask. KarenConti, AskKarenConti.com.
We'll also post on your page at WGNRadio.com. Appreciate that, Karen. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Take care.